here's a story from The World.
Time for a pop art history quiz. Name a few painters from Spain. Pablo Picasso and Salvador Dali. Very good. But what about female Spanish painters? Yeah, well, there's an effort in Spain to change that and recognize women painters who were peers of people like Picasso, but don't get nearly the same attention. Lucia Benavides has more from Barcelona.
Maria Blanchard is often compared to Frida Kahlo. Both women gained worldwide success as painters in the early 20th century, had a physical disability that affected their art, and were close with Mexican artist Diego Rivera. But unlike Kahlo, Blanchard was essentially erased from history. Art historian Maria José Salazar says that's happened to many female painters of the time.
Te encuentras una pintora excepcional y dices, ¿y por qué no ha tenido el reconocimiento?
You see an exceptional painter, says Salazar, and you wonder, why didn't she get any recognition? Blanchard was born in Salamanca, Spain, in 1881, and was a renowned Cubist painter during her lifetime, as well as an essential part of the 1920s Paris art scene. For many years, she lived there with Rivera and his first wife, Angelina Belov, also a painter. She showcased her art next to artists like Juan Gris, a close friend. But following her death in 1932, Blanchard's sister pulled her entire collection out of galleries and got rid of her various art dealers, eventually selling the work to make extra money. Some of Blanchard's paintings were mistakenly attributed to Juan Gris.
Que dicen seguidora de, imita a. No imita. Eso es un gran desconocimiento.
Salazar says Blanchard's work is often considered an imitation of other prominent male artists' paintings, when in reality, she was working alongside them. In 1981, Salazar became the first person to curate an art exhibit dedicated entirely to Blanchard's work. She then spent decades recovering hundreds of Blanchard's lost paintings, some of which ended up in private collections. Salazar showcased them at prominent museums, like Madrid's Reina Sofía.
Porque los pinceles femeninos son tan buenos como los masculinos.
Paintings done by women are just as good as the ones done by men, says Salazar, and Blanchard is just one of many female painters who have been overlooked. Salazar says it's crucial for museums and art institutions to teach these artists' work. That's the intention behind the newest exhibit at Spain's National El Prado Museum, which showcases paintings done by women before Blanchard's time and explores the representation of gender in the 19th century. Through several Instagram Live videos, those who can't travel to Madrid can visit the exhibit and listen to various experts analyze its most notable paintings. Curator Carlos Navarro says that through these paintings, we can explore the official narrative Spanish institutions wanted to instill.
We thought it was important to look at the ideological bias behind our collection.
All of the artwork included in the exhibit, called Uninvited Guests, comes from El Prado's 200-year-old collection, many of which had been in storage for decades. Navarro says that while some of these artists were women, the museum only selected those who painted flowers or still life. Then there are the paintings done by men that perpetuated gender stereotypes, like the depiction of the fallen woman, meant to dissuade women from traveling alone.
The artists of the time expressed themselves with liberty, but it was the Spanish state that selected which works would be awarded or bought for museums. They claimed to choose them because of their artistic quality, but most of the time they were chosen for their ideological message.
Navarro says the 19th century mentality, which held Spain in an imperialist light and designated women to the private sphere, determined what kind of artwork went down in history books. Now, he says it's the museum's job to retell that story in a more just way. For The World, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona.